as you like. Ah, what's happening? Excuse me, who am I?
Steve Dunn.
Nick Richards.
Keith Rogers.
Bob Barton.
Rick Moss.
The music leader.
Sounds alternative.
Being the best isn't everything. It's the only thing.
The music leader.
Nobody does it better.
For one last time.
The kids are back. Oh, watch out. The kids are back. The kids are back. The kids are back. The kids are back.
Yes, and just about for the first time ever, we're all in the studio, all at once. That's Twisted Sister there, of course, and the kids are back. And I'm in Studio One, and I haven't been in here for years and years and years, and I don't really know what I'm doing.
That's nothing new!
Oh, God, my headphones are falling off. Oh, dear. Coming up in one record time, you've got Mick Richards to say something. I don't know what. I'm Mick, by the way, if you didn't know. And I'm off now for a bit. Nice to be back. This is Queen, and you're my best friend.
I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you.
That's the sound there of Queen, of course, for you, and that's from the album. Give it here.
A Night at the Opera.
Yes, thank you there, Steve. Dunn. A Night at the Opera there, and I've got the other one I've got here, Day at the Races or something. Thanks to Rick for that little bit. His best program he's made in years, in fact. And coming up next is A Flock of Seagulls, and this is a thing of wishing I had a photograph of you.
Quack, quack.
And indeed, if you had a few photographs of this lot behind me, you'd want to destroy them. Coming up next is our Dan and our Bob, probably.
It's not the way you look, it's not the way that you smile. Although there's something to learn, it's not the way you have your hair, it's not that certain style. That could be that for you.
Photograph, not by Death Leopard, by, who's it by? Flock of Seagulls, thank you, Mike. This is your Down and Out Bob, as Mike said before, that last tune. This is a little thing by Gibson Brothers. This is Cuba. And I'd like to play this for all of my right-wing friends out there.
Thank you.
The Gibson Brothers and the 12-inch version of the thing they had out a few years ago called Cuba, and I'd like to play that for all of my right-wing friends, wherever they may be. And the next one is especially for Adele, the favourite lady of my life. This one's for you, Adele. Donna Summer and I Feel Love, which came out a few years ago, and that's especially for Adele. And I'd like to thank everybody that's written into us over the last few weeks saying that the shame it is that we're closing down. And to the people that wrote in with technical jargon, we had a lot of letters from people that wrote in with technical details about how they were picking us up and where they were picking us up from, and what type of equipment they were using. But when we gave the announcement that we were closing down, the technical people that do listen to us didn't bother writing and offering any help of any sort whatsoever. So to all of those apathetic people out there that only like to write in saying how good their equipment is and where they pick us up from. Thanks a bunch.
By the way, if those people would like to come and see us tonight, apologise for not asking to do it. And of course we'll be at the Sandwell Pub, which is opposite the bus garage in West Bromwich. Lots of bus routes there, so I'm told. Keith's the expert
Quite a few buses, Rick.
Well, you're the expert on the numbers, so I'll leave that to you later on.
Yeah, we'll miss it later on. Mike? I don't think Mike can say anything at the moment.
And Mike does want to say something at the moment.
Now, it depends on where you're coming from, actually. If you're coming from, Great Leaf Way, whatever, the 41, and Hale Zone, in fact, 415, 417. 417 for Hale Zone, I think it is, and 415, or the other way around, one of the two. They all get there in the end, anyhow.
Do you live Great Leaf Way, mate?
Well, not really. The Wilds, we all live in.
The Wilds are somewhere. We must look at the names of the buses out there while we're at it, Mike. Cradley 415 417.
Yes, it's the one it's 417 I think it is.
Yep, Wolverhampton buses 79. Why did Rick decide directions from other areas, but he hasn't at the moment. Little Red Mini from somewhere or other.
The thing is, Rick Marks, myself, Steve Dunn, got cars, and so we don't tend to know the bus routes.
One thing we must mention, anybody that's coming down by bus tonight, is that the Sandwell is on the corner opposite the bus station. Buses from Wolverhampton, 79. Buses from Birmingham, 74 and 79.
And for everyone who turns up, we'll buy you at least half a pint, won't we, Steve?
Well, one thing we'll have to do is look down the Sands Alternative Resources to see whether we can actually afford it, you know. But I'd imagine there'll be a possibility. We'd like to see you all at the Sandwell. We'll be in for about 8:30 this evening.
Don't you think it would be a good idea if somebody queued another record up?
I think it may be a good idea. Sands Alternative 255 metres, medium wave band. Don't forget between 6 o'clock and 7, it's going to be the final hour where everybody has their fling and has their say about why we're closing down, etc. Well, at this moment of time, I think myself and Rick want to say a few words about why this Sands Alternative is closing. Well, how to you, Rick?
Well, of course, the major reason we're closing is the new laws, of course, that have been brought in by the Conservative government, which virtually make it impossible for us to carry on broadcasting without getting substantial fines, which we can't really... Well, I can't support, Mark. Keith, I don't know about you.
Well, actually, you're not the only one. £2,000 from next Sunday, the fines for unlicensed broadcasting go to. Actually, it's fines for anything. It's across the board increase. £1,000 is double to £2,000 because of something to do with inflation. That's the most ridiculous excuse I've ever heard from the governmental circles.
Inflation running at 100%. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Actually,
I thought it was coming down, actually.
Yeah, the only thing that's coming down is hot air balloons when they're...
But that's offshore radio for you.
Yes, that's right. Regards to any offshore radio supporters listening at the moment.
And also don't forget that One Sands Alternative has closed down. There will of course be free radio with Caroline out there in the North Sea on 319 and Laser if it ever gets going.
And there are quite a few rumours of other offshore stations appearing as the Radio London International. And according to The Observer a couple of weeks ago, were pirate television station offshore. Steve Dunn, I think, knows more information about that, do you?
No, it was just something I read in The Observer 2 weeks ago about a pirate television station that's recently dropped anchor outside the territorial waters of the North Sea, and it intends to start broadcasting, so I've been told, in August, September sometime. I'm a bit sceptical, actually, because I think a project like that can only do harm to existing offshore radio, the likes of Caroline et al. Out there at the moment. What do you think, Ed?
entirely in agreement. They start showing, well, we've seen it in the Observer, showing foreign films and ex-certificate films. As Keith Roddy is pausing to have a quick cough. Well, it'll backfire against the offshore scene in general, I should imagine. When Laser was about to anchor, the Department of Trade issued a statement they were considered jamming the station. So that's probably a certainty for the television one.
Don't forget there will probably be pirate radio stations still operating from Birmingham when we go, yeah?
I'd imagine there'd be a possibility. One thing I suppose we could say is that just because we're closing down completely doesn't mean that we're changing our opinions in broadcasting. I'd imagine within 2 or 3 years there may be a legal station, a licensed station broadcasting in Birmingham playing album music. There's a possibility, and things like that were briefly mentioned at the community conference in Leicester a couple of weeks ago.
As I said in my programme yesterday, if you are interested in community radio, which is very likely to be legalised in autumn time, late autumn time sometime, just drop us a line here for Sounds Alternative, state that you want some information on community radio, and we'll send you all the necessary blurbs. And what's the Sounds Alternative address, Keith? Can you remember?
You know something, I can't remember that for the life of me. Bob Barton's here in the studio. Perhaps Bob would like to make the announcement. The 255 mailing address is as follows.
Department 255, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham.
Postal code. You can't... You know our postal service is inefficient. They've got to have the postal code.
I don't know the postal code.
I've got a code. I don't know about the postal code. B16HUU.
British Telecom can't find anything unless it's got a postal code on it, hopefully.
That's all right.
That's almost a certainty. I can say my 9 months involvement with Sounds Alternative, I've never once quoted the postal code, so I don't see why I should start now.
Oh, well, never mind. There's a record queued on turntable number 2, which I think might be an idea to mention to several 255 presenters that used to help out in the past. This one reminds me of Dave Marshall, if you're listening. Good morning to you, Dave, or good evening, wherever you are. This one's dedicated to you, if you're listening, the Climax Blues Band, and a track entitled Couldn't Get It Right.
Time was drifting, this rock had got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling. The light, but I couldn't see the light. I kept on looking for a way to take me through the night. Couldn't get
Yes, a record that brings back plenty of memories for me, the Climax Blues Band, and couldn't get it right, and really it's more like a history of my life, I think. On with The Who now, from their album Meaty Beaty, Big and Bouncy. Substitute.
Going back in time with The Who there from the LP Meaty Beaky, Big and Bouncy, and that's a track called Substitute. Well, after tonight, there's one or two Sounds Alternative DJs that haven't got anything to do, and this is a plea from them for employment. It's called I'm Not Free, but I'm Cheap. You're listening to Sounds Alternative Free Radio on 255 metres in the medium wave band.
Please forget me, I've nothing new to say. I stem my sick from loneliness since about today. Sick of hearing original songs and line of boy for you. Cause I've seen how things could really be, and know there's nothing I can do. to critics all day, yay. Cause I'm a superstar who's got nothing new to say. I smile when I'm told to and I cry when I'm not. If I promise not to think to say that I'll spend the time.
Secret affair, and I'm not free, but I'm cheap, which is very true. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yes, totally true, I tell you.
In actual fact, I'll even do it for nothing if the occasion comes across. Anyway, this is Start Me Up, which is rather appropriate.
So I've heard.
Why is it not going? We are not going. This is Start Me Up, Rolling Stones. It's not off the album, this is a single version of it. You're listening to the last dying breaths of free radio, courtesy of Sounds Alternative, 255 metres in the medium wave band, for not very much longer.
If you stop me, I'll never stop.
Rolling Stones there, taken from their live album, the title of which has gone right out of my head for the moment. Anyway, start me off. We'd like to mention a few people now that have written to us over the years. We'd like to thank everybody who's ever written to us for writing to us. And we'll run down a few names. If I can read them, it's in Keith's best handwriting, you see, so it might be wrong. Me and Steve Dunn are doing it. I think he's playing with the microphone too. It's
I've
clicking.
Got the microphone at the moment.
Right, Gordon Davis from Stratford.
Don't forget John Gallagher from King's Heath.
Colin Date from King's Heath.
Paul Drinkwater from Sutton Coldfield.
Everyone at HMS Prison, Winston Green.
Jay Bensley from Albury.
Delroy Facey, Rugby.
Our old friend Morris Walker from Halzowin, or not so old anyway.
The Zot was a disco where we used to attend every Sunday night.
John Savage from King's Norton.
Amina Ahamid from Edgbaston.
Chris Horton from Great Bar.
Patrick Tools from Wheelie Castle. Is that right, Keith? I can't read that one at all.
All right, it gets worse, you know. Patrick Tully.
Paul Jones from Banbury.
Stan Herbert and King's Norton. That's what he said, yeah.
Hello, Stan. And Brian Boland from Oxford.
Karen Borsley Green.
Dave Holmes from Starbridge. Hello, Dave. Thanks for ringing up a couple of weeks ago.
Pete Yates, Stretchley.
Tim Scrimshaw, that seems familiar, from Northville.
Adrian Burge, Wolverhampton.
Kevin Harris from Wheelie Castle. Thanks for ringing, Kev.
Maria Stanley, Stirchley.
Robin Lossie or something from Dead End. I'm sure that's not right.
And the last one on my list, anyway, all listeners in Walsall.
Yeah, it's Steve Dunn here from Dead End, of course. Don't forget, there are hundreds that we haven't mentioned. These are just the ones we got response from over the last few weeks. And thanks very much to everyone and everyone that really means who's written in over the past few years.
All right, we're going now and leaving Bob to have a last quarter of an hour of programming on Sounds Alternative. So after this one, you got Bob for a quarter of an hour. This is Rick Springfield and The Human Touch.
Never mind.
That's Rick Springfield and Human Touch, and he's in a soap opera in America, so Mike was telling me. Something like Dallas. I'd like to play this for all of the Dennis the Menace fan club members, and there's lots of them out there. This is AC/DC from their Australian High Voltage album. This is a little thing called Soul Stripper. AC/DC from their Australian High Voltage album. That track's called Soul Stripper. You're tuned to about the last hour and 7-8 minutes of Sounds Alternative on 255 metres in the medium wave band, or 1179 kilohertz if you're one of our technical listeners. Thanks a lot, chum. I'd like to thank everybody that's tuned in to my programmes while I've been on Sounds Alternative, which is quite a few months. I'd like to thank everybody on the station, because there are great bunch of guys, aren't you? And as I'm a newcomer up here, you see, I think I ought to thank a few people, but a lot of people I thank this afternoon, but I would like to say hello and thanks to Jeff and all the family, Edith as well, and Pam and everybody else in the family, and to everybody here and to everybody that's listened and persevered, thanks a lot. This is Supertramp from their album Crime of the Century, and this is a little thing called Bloody Well Right. Supertramp from an album Crime of the Century, and that's Bloody Well Right. The time's running out. If you fancy meeting us all here, we'll be up the Sandwell tonight. So if you fancy going along to the Sandwell Public House, which is on the corner of West Bromwich, just by the bus station, we'll be in there. So if you come along, we'll all buy you a half if you'll buy us a pint of something. That's a fair exchange. Well, it's time for me to go. I could go out with something like All You Need Is Love or some other such tune. But as it's a complete fallacy and love gets you absolutely nowhere in this world, you've got to be forceful. I'll go out with something more realistic. So from me until whenever, have fun and take care.
LA, it's the only way.
Information. Information. Who are you? The new number two. Who is number one? You are number six. I am not a number. I am a free man.
Yeah, the sound of Iron Maiden and Prisoner. Thanks, Bob, for the final farewell from you. My name's Steve Dunn, and for the next two records, I will be with you. Yes, with the sound of Prisoner coming up, it's sort of very typical of what's going on in the country at the moment, with the arresting of the Greenham women, with the... Yeah, the Strubs, A Grave New World, and that's about it from yours truly, Steve Dunn. Just to say thank you very much for listening in the past 9 months. It's been great being here, it's been fun being here, and I'd also like to thank Keith for making it possible for me to be here. Okay, see you again sometime, no doubt. Perhaps I won't. Don't forget the Sandwell Pub tonight. Definitely buy you half a pint for everyone that goes there. That's on me. So see, I hope I'm not going to be totally broke by 10:30 this evening. You never know, do you? Finish off with a lovely song from the Eagles called The Last Resort from the Hotel California album, and it's sort of an oppressive song in a way about how one society overcame another society by force, as the Americans did with the Red Indians, and sort of put them in their place by violence, nastiness, and exactly what we don't want. Okay, see you again sometime. Steve Dunn saying bye for now. Well, bye for good, really.
Came and raped up a bunch of earthly doctors, and Jesus people bought them. They called it paradise, the place to be. They watched the hazy sun sinking in the sea.
Was one of the jingles there crashing to the ground. Thanks to Steve Dunn for that last 15 minutes there of excellent music. Finishing there with the Eagles, of course, and the Last Resort. Bearing in mind, of course, that Mike Richards is the biggest creep under the sun, and he's buying the drink afterwards, so I don't mind. Right, on the music. And my name's Mike Richards, by the way, just before I tell you that. And I'm here for the next 15 minutes from me. And lots of good music coming your way in the 15 minutes. Say that. Sound there of Mike Oldfield, of course, for you there, from the album Crisis and that Shadow on the Wall. And I'm playing you next an excellent sound, which is going back years in time, in fact, 1967, if not before that. Scott McKenzie, and if you do go to San Francisco, be sure to wear flowers in your hair and a crash helmet as well, in case you get mugged.
If you're going to San Francisco,
that's 1967 there with Scott McKenzie. Yeah, pop along to San Francisco, be sure to wear flowers in your hair. Watch out for the chips as well. Right, Bob was mentioning earlier about he's been on the station for so many months and he's certainly enjoyed himself. Well, I've been on about, five or six, something like that, months, and I have enjoyed myself, in fact. It's been few problems along the line, of course, as is normal for any free radio station, let's say, but a good bunch of chaps out there, aren't you?
We are.
And, of course, they've also got a bunch of fatheads as well. They'll believe anything, in fact. On with the music now from going back to 1966, I do think, or something like that. And this is the Beach Boys, of course, and they're going to do it again.
Thank you.
It was. It is now as well. And this is rock and roll coming up next for you. Some Status Quo. Rock and roll, and listen to the words. It means quite a lot, in fact. My name's Mike Richards, making a total botch of things. Well, even the seven dwarfs behind me haven't got much idea as well. Well, four, actually. And you're listening to Sounds Alternative, transmitting on 255 metres, 1179 kilohertz in the medium wave band. And for the final time, in fact, our mailing address is Sounds Alternative Department, 255 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham.
It can lose you all to sleep at night. 12-bar blues is now alright. Now it's up to you, try and find the reason to. Rock and roll in every song. Rock and roll in everyone. It's rock and roll, rock and rock and roll. It's rock and roll and rock, it's rolling on. Waiting all the time to find. Radio plays on Caroline. They say you'll get there. Do is funny, it's never good enough. It can lose you all to sleep at night. 12-bar blues is now arrived. Now it's up to you, try and find a reason to. Rock and roll in every song. Rock and roll in everyone. It's rock and roll and rock and rock and roll. It's rock and roll and rock, keeps rolling on. Waiting all the time to find. Radio plays on Caroline. They say you'll get there.
Status Quo there, and rock and roll. The final record coming up from me for the duration, let's say. And I would like to say that we are ceasing transmissions in precisely 35 minutes' time. And that's the grand finale. If you'd like to pop along tonight, 8:30 or so, and that will be in the Sunwell Public House, that's in West Bromwich. It's opposite the Buzz Garage, not the Buzz Garage. And if you'd like to come along there, you'll be most welcome. As you've heard Steve Dunn mention earlier, he will buy you a drink, that's guaranteed. Remember that we are closing down, we haven't been frightened off the air, so to speak. We have made a decision amongst ourselves. And due to the facts that what can happen, in fact, that that's why we are closing down, because of the laws and things. May the 1st, the £2,000 fine laws coming in, and consequently, of course, new laws, telecommunications, whatever you want to call them, the old works are coming in against free radio. So however way you look at it, we've had to finish, so to speak. But, well, final record for me, and I've certainly enjoyed being here with you. Coming up next is Rick Marks, the legendary, without a doubt. X and Geriatric Rick Marks coming up next for you. Finishing with a great sound from U2, and this is New Year's Day. I can't think of a better record to finish off with. And so, and until next time we meet, which will be never, take care, look after yourselves, and keep listening until we finish at roughly 7 o'clock or so. Jimmy Ricks next.
Thanks, Rick.
Mind you, I could have swore it was April. But still.
All aboard!
Thank you.
Ozzy Osbourne and the Blizzard of Oz. And the track Crazy Train. Nine more minutes left of me on the radio. Ah, what a shame. I do feel I should have something important to say, although I haven't. One thing I will say, Bob was going on about people being nasty earlier on. I'm an optimist. I believe if you be nice to people, then eventually they'll be nice back to you. This is Pink Floyd.
Here lies the only way.
All that you touch and all that you see, all that you taste, all you feel, and all that you love, and all that you hate, all you distrust, all you say, and all that you feel, and all that you deal, and all that you buy, beg, borrow, or steal, and all you create, and all you destroy, and all that you do, and all that you say, and all that and everyone you fight, and all that is now, and all that is gone, and all that's to come, and everything under the sun is in view, and the sun is eclipsed by a moon.
Pink Floyd there, from what I think was the best LP ever made, The Dark Side of the Moon, and that is Eclipse. This is the Beatles, and from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, the track called A Day in a Life. And I've just twiddled so many buttons, I didn't realise I could get so many things wrong at once. Oh well, if I can't get it right now, I doubt whether I ever will.
Army had just
just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just have to look, having read the
Beatles, taken from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, two tracks, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, and The Day in Our Life. The time has ticked around to a quarter to, and it's time for me to go. I'd like to thank you all for listening over the past 10 months when I've been at Sounds Alternative. I'd like to thank Keith for letting me be here, and I'd like to see you all tonight at the Central Pub, opposite the Buzz Garage in West Brom. Don't forget, our mailing address will remain open, even though we're not here. That, of course, is Sounds Alternative Department, 255 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham. For me, Rick Terrar, it's been nice being with you. LA is the only way.
Thank you.
Well, to coin a phrase, actually, that's been heard on another radio station quite a few years ago, as the clock ticks away, the time draws near. Precisely 14 minutes ago, with the Life and Sounds Alternative, we first started broadcasting test transmissions December 1980, if I remember right. Good grief, it makes you wonder, you know, the sawdust between the years, as to remember when we first started. Thinking to myself, the amount of presenters that we've had presenting on the air 255 over the last three years, 4 months. I think, counting the other day, I think it came to 22. And before I completely pack up, trying to think of something else to say, let's play a jingle, good idea.
Broadcasting from Birmingham on 2.5 metres medium wave.
The music leader.
Sounds Alternative.
Being the best isn't everything. It's the only thing.
The music leader.
Nobody does
it. Keith Rogers' mic side on Sounds Alternative 255. What is the very last transmission, the very last time? Well, well over 22 presenters have appeared on Sounds Alternative over the last three and a bit years. See exactly how many of these names you can remember. For instance, we have Dave King, Tony King, Dave Anderson, Peter Knight, Martin James, Simon James, John Taylor, Roger D, Dave Marshall, Andy Duncan, Rick Marks, Steve Dunn, Bob Barton, Mike Richards, Norman Nelson. And the list is endless, actually. Some of the main presenters that have appeared on the station over the last few years. And there are numerous other people that have helped us out in the past that we, of course, would like to thank for their help and assistance. In particular, everybody that has helped us out is broadcast location since we returned to the air last May. And also, very many thanks to our old engineer, Steve Collins, if you are listening, Steve. Oh yes, mustn't forget two other people that used to present the Reggae Programme on 255 in 1981, of course, was Ranking Jacko and, of course, Music Master, both of which went on to form the Reggae Station Radio Star that had some heavy treatment from the authorities. Well, as the clock ticks away, the time draws near. I've used that phrase a couple of times. It existed on another radio station a long time ago. The reason why Sounds Alternative is closing, basically, is impending governmental legislation increasing broadcasting fines go up to £2,000 as from next Sunday for operating a radio station without a licence. The evil new implications from an evil government bringing in the new telecommunications bill that's denying the freedom of a lot of individuals who would like to start broadcasting. And we have had to extend our broadcast into 7 days and obtain a prosecution and try and get our all revenue through advertising, but that wouldn't last long, basically because the new telecommunications bill will be law by July at the latest. So we have no alternative but to cease regular transmissions, and on behalf of everybody involved with the station, we would like to thank you for listening over the last few years or whatever, and don't forget to join us in the Sandwell Public House tonight. We're going to have a drink in there. We'd like you to join us. Trying to think of a few records to finish off with, decided to steer away from the records everybody would expect. Two tracks in a row, starting from the Alarm's Declaration album. An unusual choice for the penultimate foot record. Blaze of Glory, going out in the blaze of glory. Somewhat of a corny introduction to a record. And a corny close down, actually.
They shoot you down with your hands are held up high. And you open up your heart and soul, but that's not enough for more. story. My heart is open wide. You can take anything that you want from me. There is nothing left to hide. Going out in a blaze of glory. My hands are held up high. I'm learning how to hit back. I'm learning how to fight. The law of the jungle says you look after yourself. The lovers that we love myself. Don't forget what I'm holding out. And the question keeps on coming. And it's up, how much more can you take? When I ripped your clothes to pieces, you'd be gone by now. But you keep on going out in a blaze of glory. Setting your sights for the sky. And they're not for you anything at all. But your dreams must not be sold. When the nails are biting into your head and the cross is a heavy on the heart, now's the time to really make a sound.
Of course, and going out in a blaze of glory, or basically trying to get a little bit serious. The life at times of Birmingham's most powerful and most popular true independent radio station, it's virtually ended. I'd like to thank several other people who have helped us over the year. Neil West, many thanks for running us over to the old mailing address. And also to everybody at Big Bear Records, Brumbeat and Monument Road, who have no direct radio station connections of any shape or form, but merely permitted ourselves to basically use Monument Road as an accommodation address. Many thanks for your help and assistance. I think one of the reasons why Sounds Alternative has survived for so long is basically that we have never created interference and never glorified the fact that we are unlicensed. Several radio stations go in the air. Every other word is pirate and free radio, glorifying the fact that they're pirates. And the moment you publicise the fact that you are pirates, the authorities go out and clamp you down. I can think of at least one station in particular who used to do this quite a lot, and they've also been dealt with quite harshly by the authorities in several areas as well. Sound Alternatives never had any time whatsoever for people to just mess about on the airwaves, create interference and generally ego trip. And we think that is basically one of the reasons why the Home Office do not legalise alternative stations as such, because there are so many prats around creating interference and generally doing it for their own ego trip. Sound Alternative will be closing down, and several people involved with the station will be campaigning for a legal community radio licence under regulations and restrictions outside of the BBC and IBA. Oh, by the way, do you know that the BBC are actually in favour of a third force community radio being legalised? The BEEB are in favour of legalising third force community radio. It's only a matter of time, we just have to keep on pressing. But the time for Sounds Alternative has basically run out, and I thought, what record to dig out? 1969, Fairport Convention, a track you may not never heard of before. Maybe an aptly titled record to finish off. From their 69 album, On Heartbreaking, a track entitled Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving. But how can they know time for them to go? Before the winter fire, I will still be here. Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know time for them to go. Storms of winter.
and then the birds in the spring again. I have no fear, I am, for who knows how my love grows, and who knows where the time goes.
Well, that's it from Keith Rogers and everybody involved with Sounds Alternative. All we can have to say is thank you for listening over the years, and Sounds Alternative is now closing down. We'll be right back.
really believe that sound reaches infinity. Do you know what I mean? I think it goes on forever. And if that's true, then it's hopefully the spiritual side of our life. I mean, sound is alive. And it's part of all of us, and not just something that is dead, but actually alive. Can you imagine the possibilities in the future? Thinking of sound, and then being able to make a giant switch in the
music leader.